This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. As you're likely aware, Nevada is celebrating 150 years of statehood this year, and there's a one-of-a-kind exhibit taking place at the Nevada Museum of Art here in Reno. It's called The 36th Star, Nevada's Journey from Territory to State. And it will lead up to the unprecedented visit to the museum of the original Emancipation Proclamation on Nevada Day weekend. Now, here to talk about this is Amanda Horn, Director of Communications at the Nevada Museum of Art. And welcome, Amanda.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit because Nevada was very important in the Civil War, which sets the stage for this exciting exhibit. Tell me a little bit about why this is so important.
Yes. Well, we all know that our adopted state motto is Battle Born. And there has been kind of this ongoing myth that Nevada became a state and was battle-born because the government needed our mineral riches. But what we set out to do with this show was to tell the true story of why and how Nevada came to be battle-born. And it really was because Lincoln needed our votes. He needed our votes to ensure that the Union would succeed in the Civil War and that he would be able to see to completion his anti-slavery agenda.
This exhibit itself has so many different elements that are brought together. Talk a little bit about the collection of things that you're only going to see here.
Absolutely. So the exhibit actually comprises three full galleries on the museum's second floor, which is pretty awesome just in and of itself. And each gallery holds different pieces of this history. So we have two photographic collections from the Library of Congress from a very famous photographer named Timothy O'Sullivan. And the first set of photographs that we have are his Civil War photos. So he was one of the best three known Civil War photographers of the era. So you'll be able to go into the first gallery and see those. And it really sets the stage for what was happening on the East Coast while Nevada was becoming a territory on its way towards statehood. And then the second photographic collection we have from O'Sullivan are the first known photographs of the state of Nevada taken during an expedition that was mandated by the United States government. It was one of the four great surveys, and he was the official photographer for that expedition of the 40th parallel. So people will be able to see a picture of a sailboat on the Truckee River, which you really can't imagine, especially right now.
Hard to imagine that now, right? Yeah.
So those are two photographic collections from the Library of Congress. We also have the 1864 Proclamation of Statehood and the long telegram of Nevada's state constitution. So we actually had to send by telegraph the Nevada State Constitution to D.C. so that it could be there in time for them to accept us as a state so that we could actually vote in the election, which was on November 8th. So that's why Nevada Day is October 31st. That shows you how close it was. And this is a 175-page transcript of that constitution sent by telegraph, and it's bound in a book, and that's on loan from the National Archives. So that's a few of the treasures in the show from the Library of Congress and National Archives. And then we also worked with regional and state museums to provide some things that haven't been on display before or in a really long time, like Nevada's state constitution. We have a few pages of that's on view. And then we also have the Civil War muster rolls of the Nevada volunteers, which are really cool to see. These are basically long roll call sheets of all of the individuals that volunteered during the Civil War, but they didn't go fight in the East. They actually were stationed at Fort Churchill and Fort Ruby to protect the Overland Trail. And these have never been on display before to the public.
And we were there for the opening ceremony with the governor, the event about 2 months ago now, I guess. And there's a uniform. There's a variety of things that have a lot of historical nature. A flower sack.
Tell me about that. Yes, the Austin flower sack. So the Austin flower sack is a really cool object, and it has a great anecdote with it. So some people will know the Gridley days that they hold down in Austin, Nevada, and this is all because Gridley, who lost the campaign to become mayor of Austin, he lost a bet too, and he had to carry this 50-pound sack of flour across the town, and he used it as a fundraiser to raise money for what at the time was called the U.S. Sanitary Commission, which was the precursor to the Red Cross. Mm. And it was so successful that he decided to keep auctioning off this same flour sack, and he carried it across the state. And then it was so successful, he kept carrying it from state to state and city to city across the country. It made its way all the way to New York until it was finally auctioned off one last time in Missouri at the Great Sanitary Fair, and they actually then auctioned off the flour inside the sack so the ladies could bake pies and sell that to raise even more money. All in all, he raised about $275,000 with that flour sack, another way that Nevada was instrumental in the Union's victory.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, talking today with Amanda Horn, Director of Communications at the Nevada Museum of Art, the 36th Star, Nevada's Journey from Territory to State. The exhibit goes on through November 2nd, but we have this other four exciting days.
Yes, so October 30th through November 2nd, we will have on loan from the National Archives in Washington, D.C., the original Emancipation Proclamation signed by President Abraham Lincoln. This is such an amazing, rare opportunity. The document is not allowed to be displayed very often to the public. In fact, they restrict it to about between 48 and 72 hours of viewing time every year. So for us to have it here over a four-day period is phenomenal. It hasn't been in Nevada since 1948, and it rarely travels at all, especially to the West Coast. So this is truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for people to come and experience this really important piece of history.
And this is something you said that is not, even if you go back to D.C. or whatever else, you're not going to be able just to go to a museum or the Smithsonian or someplace and see it.
That's right. Yeah, it lives at the National Archives, but they only take it out occasionally because it is so fragile, they can't allow it to be exposed to light. So this is really a great opportunity for people.
And it happens because it's the 150th anniversary of Nevada, basically.
That's right. It's really the first part in Nevada's journey towards statehood, you know. Lincoln signed this on January 1st of 1863 and then immediately began lobbying states, or rather territories rather, to become states that he felt would support his pro-union anti-slavery agenda. And Nevada fit that bill. So it was the first part in a very important story.
For people who are planning to go to that October 30th through November 2nd, what would you expect? Are there tickets? You line up? What's going to be the process there?
So we aren't selling any tickets ahead of time. So there are two ways that you can see this. You can become a museum member, or if you already are a museum member, you'll be able to show up on the day that you want to see it and get a fast pass that will enable you to jump to the front of the line or a members only line. And if you're not a member, we will issue timed tickets, but you won't be able to get those online. You'll have to come on the day that you want to see it and get in line first thing in the morning. And then, you know, maybe you'll get a ticket to come back later in the afternoon or whatever. We can't really gauge that at this point, but we do expect it to be wildly popular. And then on Saturday evening, we also have a giant party at the museum called Honest Abe's Imagination Celebration. And if you come to the party, the Emancipation Proclamation will be on view during that time as well.
And ticket information and all that is available on your website, I would imagine.
That's right, nevadaart.org. You can get everything that you need to know.
The 36th Star, Nevada's Journey from Territory to State. It's at the Nevada Museum of Art, 160 West Liberty Street. And then that culminates with the Emancipation Proclamation, the original document coming to Reno October 30th through November 2nd. Again, all the information at nevadaart.org. Again, we're talking today with Amanda Horn, Director of Communications at the Nevada Museum of Art. Delight to be partnering with you, helping be part of this whole exciting time for Nevada's history and this great exhibit and then this big, important visit from the Emancipation Proclamation here in our very own city. In just over a month from now. This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. Amanda, thanks for coming in today and being part of our broadcast.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for your support.